Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Nearly 58% polling recorded for Delhi Assembly elections. Counting of votes to be held on Saturday. Assembly by-polls to Milkipur constituency in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu also conclude peacefully. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman discuss strategy of creating entire AI stack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh, calls it a moment of divine connection. In table tennis, Manav Thakkar and Manu Shah enter men's doubles quarterfinals of Singapore Smash 2025. And in national games, Haryana's Suruchi wins gold medal in women's 10-meter air pistol, scoring 245.7 points. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly ended peacefully today. Nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. The highest poll percentage of around 64 was recorded in Northeast Delhi District, while Southeast District recorded the lowest voter percentage of around 54%. We now go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia for more updates. Suparna, how did the overall polling go today?
Yes, Valsa. All 70 assembly constituencies of Delhi went to polls today in a peaceful and festive atmosphere. Voters were delighted with the seamless polling process and facilities at the polling station. Polling started at 7 a.m. and continued till 6 p.m. A total of 13,766 polling stations were set up. In Delhi East, for effective queue management, voters were guided by color-coded voter slips for easy identification of their polling booths in the premises of the polling stations. Valsa.
Right, Suparna, the Delhi election saw a high-octane battle during campaigning. What were the highlights of the voting day?
Among the highlights were the prominent personalities who cast their votes today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Union Ministers Dr. S. Jaishankar and Hardeep Singh Puri, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, and Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar were among the early voters to exercise their franchise. Valsa, the term of the Assembly in Delhi is due to expire on 23rd February. To form a government in the national capital, a political party needs to win 36 of the 70 Assembly seats. Counting for the polls will be held across 19 counting centres on the 8th of this month, and it remains to be seen whether Aam Aadmi Party returns to power or BJP manages to come back after 27 years. It will also be very interesting to see whether Congress, which could not even open its account in the last assembly elections, will be able to do some miracle this time. Back to you, Valsa.
Right, Suparna, thank you for bringing us all those details. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Meanwhile, voting for assembly by-polls held in Erode East in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh also concluded peacefully. Till 5 p.m., over 64.02% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 65.25% in Milkipur. In Milkipur, 10 candidates, including BJP's Chandrabhanu Paswan, SP's Ajit Prasad and Azad Samaj Party's Santosh Kumar were in the fray. The seat was vacated by SP leader Avadhesh Prasad following his victory in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections from Faizabad. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
Sam Altman said India is an incredibly important market for AI.
India is an incredibly important market for AI in general, for OpenAI in particular. It's our second biggest market, tripled users here in the last year, but mostly seeing what people in India are building with AI at all levels of the stack, chips, models, all of the incredible applications. So I think India should be doing everything. I think India should be one of the leaders of the AI revolution. It's really quite amazing to see what the country has done and embraced the technology and building the entire stack of things on top of it.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. And now news from Mahakumbh that is underway in Prayagraj. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. He said, like the crores of others who have taken part in it, he was also filled with a spirit of devotion. Mr. Modi hoped that Ma Ganga will bless countrymen with peace, wisdom, good health and harmony. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju also took a holy dip in Prayagraj Mahakumbh this morning. More than 39 crore devotees have taken a holy dip in the Triveni Sangam so far. The Digital Lost and Found Centres in Mahakumbh Prayagraj is reuniting thousands of devotees, especially women and children, with their families. Our correspondent reports that 10 Digital Lost and Found Centres have been set up in the Mela area to reunite lost devotees with their loved ones. More than 13,000 separated people have been successfully reunited with their families, of which 64% were women, a report.
The digital lost and found centers have been provided with state-of-the-art facilities like artificial intelligence-based face recognition system, machine learning and multilingual support. Talking to Akashvani News, a woman constable said that the separate hold rooms have been set up for men, women and children who got separated from their families. She said that psychological counseling is also being provided to them.
जहां पे खोया पाया केंद्र पर जो family members आपस में बिछड़ जाते हैं, तो खोया पाया केंद्र पर आते हैं, अपना registration कराते हैं, आधार कार्ड, फोटो, अपना नाम बताते हैं. यहाँ पे रजिस्ट्रेशन होता है और उस महिला को या किसी पुरुष को या कोई बच्चा उसको यहाँ पे रखा जाता है. यहाँ पे उनके रहने की सुविधाएं हैं.
अपार्ट फ्रॉम होल्डिंग रूम्स, फूड आइटम्स, मेडिकल रूम्स, टॉयलेट्स एंड अदर एसेंशियल फैसिलिटीज आर बीइंग प्रोवाइडेड इन दीज सेंटर्स सो दैट नो पर्सन फेसेस इनकन्वीनियंस. उत्तर प्रदेश पुलिस, एडमिनिस्ट्रेटिव ऑफिसर्स एंड वेरियस नॉन गवर्नमेंटल ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस इंक्लूडिंग यूनिसेफ इज कंट्रीब्यूटिंग एक्टिवली इन दिस डिजिटल लॉस्ट एंड फाउंड सेंटर्स. अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज.
Home Minister Amit Shah today emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. The Home Minister highlighted that in the last 10 years, the Narendra Modi government has made 3 agreements in Tripura to bring peace to the state.
Northeast pehle ugravad, ghuspet, ब्लॉकेट, ड्रग्स, आर्म ट्रैफिकिंग, भ्रष्टाचार और जातीय तनाव के लिए जाना जाता था. आज विकास, कनेक्टिविटी, इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, एजुकेशन, इन्वेस्टमेंट और एग्रीकल्चर डेवलपमेंट के लिए जाना जाता है.
The Home Minister said the policies of the Narendra Modi government have transformed Tripura from a landlocked state to a land-linked state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the demise of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV, the leader of millions of Ismaili Muslims. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, Prince Karim Aga Khan was a visionary who dedicated his life to service and spirituality. The Prime Minister added that the contributions of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV in areas like health, education, rural development and women's empowerment will continue to inspire several people. Mr. Modi said he will cherish interactions with Aga Khan. A U.S. aircraft carrying 104 illegal Indian immigrants landed at the Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar this afternoon. According to sources, 30 of the deportees are from Punjab, while others are from Chandigarh, Haryana, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. The Amritsar administration has made all arrangements in coordination with the airport authorities. The verification and background process of all the deportees are underway. This is the first deportation since the new regime took over in the US. Fact-check unit of PIB today said the claim that Indian migrants were deported from the US with hands and legs cuffed with chains is fake. In a social media post, PIB fact-check said a fake image is being shared on social media by many accounts. It said the image in these posts shows those deported to Guatemala. In the Singapore Smash World Cup, India's Manush Shah and Manav Thakkar have successfully advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals after a dominant 3-0 victory over Wan Chung Ting and Yi Kuan To of Hong Kong in the pre-quarterfinals. The competition at the 38th National Games is getting more thrilling with each passing day. The Games witnessed intense contests in multiple disciplines today. Haryana's Suruchi emerged as the new star, winning the gold in women's 10-meter air pistol, scoring 245.7 points.
In rowing, athletes from Services and Madhya Pradesh showcased remarkable performances. Services secured the gold medal in the men's double sculls and also claimed the top spot in the men's coxless four sculls event. The Madhya Pradesh women's team clinched gold in the quadruple sculls event and also emerged victorious in the women's coxless pair event category. In women 10-meter air piston event, Haryana continued its dominance, bagging both gold and silver. In the women's K1 slalom event, Andhra Pradesh and Gayatri put on a spectacular show, winning the gold medal and proving her mettle. Uttarakhand delivered an outstanding performance in lawn ball. In other matches of lawn ball, Jharkhand also bagged three gold medals, with Delhi and West Bengal registering title victories. In archery, Rajasthan's Rajat Chauhan delivered an impressive performance, winning the gold medal in the compound men's category. Karnataka leads the race with 28 gold medals, closely followed by Services with 27 golds. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In the Rosario Challenger tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Delian in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles in Argentina tonight. In some more news, Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece, George Gerapetrotis, arrived in Delhi today on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Gerapetrotis will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. His visit will further strengthen India-Greece ties and enhance growing strategic partnership between the two countries. The High Commission of India in Sri Lanka observed the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation ITEC Day in Colombo, which was attended by ITEC alumni in huge numbers. Speaking at the event, High Commission of India to Sri Lanka, Mr. Santosh Jha said, since 2015, the ITEC program has grown immensely and over 2,500 courses have been held, benefiting over 225,000 participants. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Nearly 58% polling recorded for Delhi Assembly elections, counting of votes to be held on Saturday. Assembly by polls to Milkipur constituency in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu also conclude peacefully. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman discuss strategy of creating entire AI stack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi takes holy dip at Triveni Sangam in Mahakumbh, calls it a moment of divine connection. In table tennis, Manav Thakkar and Manush Shah enter men's doubles quarterfinals of Singapore Smash 2025, and in national games, Haryana's Suruchi wins gold medal in women's 10-meter air pistol, scoring 245.7 points. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.